Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to Tales of the Resistance, where we tell you stories of defiance and rebellion, hoping that they give you a little fortitude in these trying times. I'm Amber Hunt. Let's get to it. Protesters gathered Monday outside of the Delaney Hall in Newark, New Jersey, which is being used by Immigration and Customs Enforcement as a detention facility for immigrants. Here's what protesters said they were rallying for.
So let's tell this administration we want some truth. We want some sunlight. We want to know who is in the building behind us. The legal system has a right to know that information. Their families have a right to know that information. And Americans believe in due process. We want due process. This is not the country anyone has asked for, and we will not stop, we will not stand until justice is the rule of the land.
Delaney Hall is the same location at which Newark Mayor Roz Barica, a Democratic candidate for governor, was arrested the previous week. Barica had arrived during a protest attended by three members of Congress who said they wanted to tour the facility. Critics of Delaney Hall say the 1,000-bed facility is both dangerous and illegal. It's being operated by a private prison company that signed a contract with ICE, but the critics say ICE hasn't obtained proper permits and has blocked fire, electrical, and plumbing inspections. U.S. Attorney for New Jersey Alina Haba alleged on social media that Barica, quote, committed trespass and ignored multiple warnings from Homeland Security investigations to remove himself. He has willingly chosen to disregard the law that will not stand in this state, end quote. Barica said that isn't what happened, that he'd been at the facility for more than an hour and nobody ever told him to move.
For over an hour, I was standing there. Nobody said anything. They came right up to me at the gate, started talking to me, telling me that I have walked onto the property unlawfully. And I said, that's not true.
He called the experience humiliating and uncomfortable. Governor Phil Murphy called it an outrage. 4 years ago, Murphy signed a law banning private immigration detention centers in New Jersey, so he's not a big fan of Delaney Hall being used as one. By the way, witnesses said between 20 and 30 ICE officers arrested Barica. Overkill much? Congressman Robert Menendez Jr. thought so, saying, quote, it was an act of intimidation, not just to the mayor, not just to us, but to everyone watching, end quote. But back to Monday's protest. Demonstrators included members of clergy who linked arms and sang at the gate.
Which side are you on?
That part sounds peaceful, but it devolved from there. Other footage shows the feds physically pushing the demonstrators. Nevertheless, protesters vow to keep returning. Even some of President Trump's allies turned against him when he announced a decision to accept a $400 million plane from Qatar as a gift, a clear violation of the Emoluments Clause. That is Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits federal officials from accepting gifts, emoluments, offices, or titles from foreign governments without the consent of Congress. The clause's aim is meant to prevent foreign influence and corruption of U.S. officials by ensuring they remain independent of foreign entities. Cue the laugh track. See, it's funny because the Trump Organization has a new deal in place to build a luxury golf resort in Qatar, as well as other business arrangements in the country. Anyway, Trump on Monday said he's ready to accept a luxury Boeing 474-8 jumbo jet as a gift from the ruling family of Qatar and convert it to a temporary Air Force One. Here he is talking totally normally about the matter with an ABC News reporter.
Mr. President, what do you say to people who view that luxury jet as a personal gift to you? Why not leave it behind?
You're ABC fake news, right?
Why not?
It's only ABC. Well, a few of you would. Let me tell you. You should be embarrassed asking that question. They're giving us a free jet. I could say, no, 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 don't give us. I want to pay you $1 billion or $400 million or whatever it is. Or I could say, thank you very much.
Trump also defended the idea on social media, except he said it with more use of caps lock and threw in a reference to crooked Democrats for good measure. But it's not just Democrats booing this proposal. Far-right nutbag Laura Loomer said it'd be a mistake and a stain on his administration. She wrote on social media that while she loves Trump and would take a bullet for him, quote, "We cannot accept a $400 million gift from jihadists in suits," end quote. I mean, the emoluments clause means you can't accept gifts from any foreign freaking body, but whatever. This is a broken clock is right twice kind of scenario. ABC News reported that Trump would use the aircraft as his presidential plane until just before he leaves office in January 2029. After that, ownership would be transferred to the foundation overseeing his yet-to-be-built presidential library. President Trump's tariffs were challenged before a little-known federal court Tuesday. CNBC reports that a panel of three judges at the U.S. Court of International Trade will decide whether Trump exceeded his power when he enacted steep tariffs on more than 180 countries and territories last month, including that one island inhabited only by penguins. The lawsuit was filed in mid-April by five domestic businesses that say they rely on imported goods not reasonably available to them in the U.S. Here's Andrew Napolitano, who I normally don't pay attention to, but he summarized the plaintiff's arguments pretty well here.
The real argument is that the president doesn't have the authority to impose the tariffs because he used a statute that requires an emergency. An emergency is a sudden and unexpected event. The emergency that President Trump suggested was the basis for the tariffs was the imbalance of trade, which is not an emergency because we've had it since 1934. That's the argument in a nutshell. The other argument is a tariff is a sales tax, and under the Constitution, only Congress can impose a tax.
Tuesday's hearing led to this analysis via a Vox headline. The first federal court hearing on Trump's tariffs did not go so well for Trump. Here's a graph from the story. Quote, "It is unclear how the three-judge panel that heard the case will rule, but it appears somewhat more likely than not that they will rule that the tariffs were unlawful. All three of the judges appeared troubled by the Trump administration's claim that the judiciary may not review the legality of the tariffs at all," end quote. The court is little known but quite powerful. If the panel finds that Trump acted unconstitutionally, it could stop the tariffs across the board, which Trump would then have the ability to appeal to the Supreme Court. Get out your walking shoes and sharpen your pitchforks. There's another day of protest being planned, this time on June 14th. That falls on Flag Day and President Trump's birthday, for which he plans a military-style parade he's been jonesing for since his first term. The parade is set to be targeted by the No Kings group, which describes the parade as a, quote, made-for-TV display of dominance on his birthday, end quote. The president, meanwhile, insists it's a patriotic tribute. Newsweek reports that this protest might be more pointed than protests past, serving as a possible flashpoint for tensions between Trump's supporters and critics. The Associated Press obtained planning documents for the parade, which called for more than 6,600 soldiers, 150 vehicles, 50 helicopters, 7 bands, and possibly 2,000 civilians. It will cost up to $45 million, defense officials told NBC News. Here's Trump talking to an NBC reporter defending the parade in, again, a totally normal way.
"We're going to have a big, beautiful parade.
A military parade?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We're going to celebrate our military. We have the greatest military in the world.
What's the price tag?
People, peanuts compared to the value of doing it."
Says the guy who uses a golden toilet. This has been Tales of the Resistance, a production of Grab Back Lab. The show's reported and edited by Amanda Rossman and me. Support Grab Back Lab at patreon.com/grabbacklab.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors.
where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.